let's get to some college baseball. Duke and Virginia have wasted the first inning without scoring in Charlottesville, and that's okay. It is still 0-0, a rematch of a series about 6 weeks ago in Charlottesville, in which Duke took 2 out of 3. Darren Vaught, who is no stranger to ACC baseball, jumps on with us to help us talk about this. All right, we've just 6 outs in the books, no big deal. Give me your keys to this series, if you will.
Yeah, I think it's going to, as weird as it sounds, the way Duke has positioned their pitching staff this season, I think it's going to be important in this 3-game stretch that they get a little bit of length out of their starters. Andrew Healy is a freshman left-hander starting for them today. He's been as long as like 5 innings on the season, but Adam, you and I have talked in previous visits that Duke this year, I mean, they've really adopted the Tampa Bay Rays mindset of using openers, and they've had certain games where they use 9 guys an inning at a time, and it's to their success. It's a youthful bullpen that they have relied heavily on so far this season. Guys who this time last year, their high school seasons were done a month ago. So it's fair to say this is the longest season a lot of these guys have played that they depend on. So I think it's going to be really important for guys like Healy today, Ryan Higgins for Duke, to get maybe to the 4th or 5th inning at least. I mean, it sounds crazy to think that that's like a stretch with this Duke team. Virginia's lineup is too good, right? They're going to capitalize on some of the youth later in games. And I think that's the big one for Duke, is getting length out of the starters.
The longest outing from any starter or any pitcher for the Blue Devils was in the clincher against Coastal Carolina, when Alex Gow went 4 innings. He went 4 in a start. I believe it was the Sunday start in Charlottesville back in April. He's not getting the start today. I'm sure he'll get the ball either tomorrow or on Sunday. But, I mean, that has been their modus operandi. I believe when we spoke on Monday, Duke's longest outing to that point had been, what, 2 1/3 innings.
2 1/3, right? 2 1/3 out of a lefty specialist who came out of the bullpen, right? Otherwise, they just don't go longer than 2 innings. I mean, their average start for a starting pitcher this season was right at 3 innings for the season. And that even seems a little bit high. It's pulled up because of them having their ace, Jonathan Santucci, for a lot of the beginning of the season. And he's the kind of guy, he came in their only bona fide starter. He could get you into a 6th, maybe even a 7th inning at times. That's really sort of skewed the numbers up. But no, I mean, they definitely don't want to get you to a 3rd time through the order if you're a starter.
No.
And in most cases, if you're a reliever, you are not going to see somebody twice at the plate.
Darren Vaught is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Duke and Virginia are, 7 outs into the opener of their Super Regional. Winner gets to the College World Series. Like we've spent a whole bunch of time talking about pitching. Meanwhile, both of these teams are elite offensively. Duke, the last time there, I believe it's 7 home runs in the series in Charlottesville.
Each week, we dive into the mind of the con artist, uncovering the secrets behind the biggest Ponzi schemes you never heard about.
We're not talking about Bernie Madoff or Charles Ponzi.
That's right. Those guys have been covered to death. The Ponzi Playbook will focus on those fraudsters who have swindled millions from unsuspecting investors. Subscribe to the Ponzi Playbook wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Yeah, and that's what Duke does. I mean, if you like sort of the modern tilt of the game of baseball that is, you know, pitching They get a lot of strikeouts. They're top 10 in the country in that regard. Their offense, when it's at its best, they hit long balls. And that's sort of the duality of this Duke Blue Devils team. Virginia's a little bit more balanced and sort of, I guess, just a little bit more spread out with the way that they produce both offensively and defensively. It's much more of a batting average team. Virginia, I believe, to this point has the seventh highest batting average in the country. They do swing and hit some pretty deep balls. I mean, Jake Geloff has been there forever. It seems like he's going to be a first-round pick. Kyle Teal, the ACC Player of the Year, is their catcher. He hits plenty of home runs as well. But those are two primarily gap-to-gap guys. They're going to get extra bases a lot and keep things going. So it's an interesting clash between these two. And, I mean, it was a really good three-game series during the regular season. I expect it to be good here. I'm just happy because no matter what, the ACC gets a team in Omaha. And hopefully if Wake takes care of business the way they should, and I expect them to, that means we'll have two in Omaha. And for the conference overall speaking, that's not too bad.
But does it count if those two teams are Wake Forest and Duke, Darren? Don't we need the I'm just kidding, of course. But that would be something else if it was Duke and Wake. And Virginia's obviously excellent. So I wouldn't complain about either team. Obviously want Duke to win. Chris Pollard has done a ridiculous job creating just a great baseball program where there wasn't one before. But Wake is just a machine. I don't know if I would bet on Alabama. Get it? You don't have to play along with me. I'm a jackass. I'll make jokes about Alabama and betting on baseball. Darren Vaught, you're a gentleman. Enjoy your trip wherever you're going. I appreciate your time. And we lost him. So I didn't even have to apologize for the joke. It's just me.
There you go.
It's just me.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.